You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Want to transform your skin and challenge everything you thought you knew about clean beauty? Primally Pure is going back to the roots of skincare, literally. Their tallow-based products are grounded in ancestral wisdom and made with grass-fed beef fat. Yes, beef fat. Because sometimes nature knows best. Tallow isn't a trend. It's skin identical, meaning it closely mimics the oils your skin naturally produces. That makes it deeply nourishing, incredibly bioavailable, and wildly effective, especially for sensitive, dry, or reactive skin that's tried everything else. Thousands have made the switch and never looked back. So if you're searching for something that actually works, look no further. Head to PrimallyPure.com to shop their cult favorite tallow deodorant and explore the full line. That's PrimallyPure.com. Your skin will thank you.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was thoroughly unremarkable, utterly disappointing, and, well, otherwise completely forgettable. After an offseason that saw regime change for the second time in as many years, with Mike Vrabel taking over for a disjointed one-and-done Gerard Mayo, with much movement, turnover taking the place of turmoil, excitement subbing in for entitlement, established coaches and veteran coordinators stepping in to hopefully elevate the roster, the team, and most especially the play of second-year quarterback Drake May. It felt, even under inclement conditions today at the Razor, that the excitement was back at Gillette and in Foxborough and Pats Nation on the whole. Yet, sadly, the Patriots once again were their own worst enemies in the 2025 opener, being far too hospitable once again in Foxborough to Las Vegas, to the Raiders, Tom Brady's Raiders, and new coach Pete Carroll, and especially Geno Smith. 8 months of waiting and 5 months of game prep led to the Raiders being the more composed team from start to finish, as your New England Patriots did nothing remarkable except be unremarkable in a 20-13 home opener of a loss to kick off the Vrabel era in 2025. The bad news? That was a pretty lousy game. The good news is the Patriots now currently have the third overall pick in the 2026 draft. So they got that going for them. which is nice, I guess. Hey, we're always trying to look for a bright side here on Six Rings and Football Things, recapping the Patriots' loss to the Raiders to kick off 2025.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Roman. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri boots a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
We all can be better, and whether that's me and the coaching staff and Drake and Will and everybody that you asked about. Like that's the attitude that we're going to take. That's the belief that we're going to take. We're disappointed, but we can't sit there and hold on to it too long. We got to go on the road and we got to play a division opponent, and we got to embrace moving on. And I think that's what we're going to try to do.
And thank God that division opponent they have to go on the road and face is the Miami Dolphins, who lost 33-8 today to the Indianapolis Colts and Daniel Jones in a game that reminded people of the Peyton Manning era Colts, because the freaking Colts never had to punt against the vaped Crusader Tua Tagovailoa and the absolutely disastrous Dolphins. Man, who had any idea that week two was going to be an AFC East bum fight between the Pats and the Dolphins? Hey, everybody, your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here. Wanted to go live on a Sunday night on the WEEI and Fitzy GFY socials and whip up a quick Six Rings and Football Things for you guys to have as a companion piece late Sunday night, Monday morning on the commute and such, because, well, thanks to a very long Red Sox game on WEEI today, we had a three-minute post-game show on the radio. We were literally on the air 3.5 hours after the game ended, and the show was 3 minutes long. Now we're going to have a dynamite WEEI afternoon show on Monday. We'll have Marcus Jones. We'll have Drake May. 4 hours of full-blown finalysis, bitching, moaning, complaining, all your calls, and then some. But I just wanted to create a little Sunday night forum to watch. Wow, you guys, man, you're already, coming in with the hot commentary. Look, that game mirrored the weather outside at Gillette today. All week, it looked lovely, and then a couple days before, the rains came in, and I think people were a little concerned about the conditions. But listen, you're also not allowed to go to Costco and stock up in bulk on excuses before your home opener and before the first game for the new coach that you're super excited about. You have to play with, you got to deal with the hand that you dealt. Sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's beautiful. More often than not, the conditions are desirable this time of year in Foxborough, late summer, early autumn. Today stunk, yes. And the New England Patriots, they were flatter than a sheet of paper, flatter than a poster hung on my wall growing up, flatter than a yoga mat. They were terrible. You can try to look for a few silver threads, a few golden nuggets, if you will. Kayshawn Booty looks like he has the stuff to be a legit wide receiver one or two. That's great. Steph Diggs looks like he's healthy. I said he was going to go 6 for 60. He went 6 for 57. I'll try not to tear a labrum or hurt my rotator cuff. Patting myself on the back. No touchdown for him. That touchdown that Drake May threw today, of course, went to Pop Douglas, who somehow finished with -2 receiving yards, which is just mind-blowing, if you ask me. The Pats had 4 sacks, 2.5 going to Harold Landry. Nice debut for him as well. Yet it didn't necessarily feel like they were able to generate enough of a pass rush to be thoroughly disruptive all day long or dominate the game like we'd hoped to with all the money that was spent on the line and the defense on the whole in the offseason. Geno Smith, once again, came in, Thanksgiving turkey, carved up the Patriots, throws for 300 and something yards, looks smooth, looks sharp, always found his guys. Michael Mayer subbing in nicely for creatine Lex Luthor, that is Brock Bowers, who went for over 100. Jacoby Myers just shoving it right back in the Patriots' face. That was tough. I think he went 8 for a hundo as well. Good for him. A revenge game for Jacoby. Awesome. But this is more about the Patriots and how the Pats just, I don't know. Like the key word for me in describing how the Patriots played and what went on today, they were passive. Yeah, you know, sure, they blitzed a lot. You know, Jaylen Hawkins fell on that touchdown early to Trey Tucker, which was a dime piece, an absolute dot thrown by Geno Smith to Trey Tucker in the back right corner of the end zone. Yeah, I know the Pats did have the lead at 1:10-7. Borregales, 2 for 3, misses a big field goal in the first half. Not that that would have mattered later, because as the as Drake May throws that head scratcher of an interception that I saw on Twitter, and I was on Twitter very little today. I wasn't at the game, obviously. I'm not doing the Jumbotron routine anymore, which is a bummer, but I wasn't on the socials very much tonight because, whew, I mean, the Dead Sea, the Great Salt Lake is not as salty as Patriots social media today. And they're coming for Josh McDaniels and the play calling. They're coming for Mike Vrabel for not going for it late in the game. Then they're also coming for Drake May. Yeah, I know he throws for 290 yards. He had a touchdown. But that Mac Jonesian pick that he threw, the one he airmailed, kind of changed the game. Not to say that the Pats were dominating or rolling at the, at any point, but that was a disappointing turnover, to say the least. That was a bit of a backbreaker. The Raiders take the ball, the Raiders score, all momentum changes. You can hear the Foxborough faithful who are sitting in their wet shorts with their $15 beers getting more frustrated by the punt. The special teams today, nothing to write home about. No one's getting a thumbs up. No one's getting a positive mention in the W column today. Behringer kind of stunk. Like I said, Borregales missed one. It was a nice little return for Antonio Gibson at one point. Would have liked to have seen him on offense a little bit more today, because obviously going into the game, the Raiders, or the Raiders, because, you know, somewhere Tom Brady, in a grotesque turn of events, in a horrifying sequence, was sitting somewhere about to be paid way too much money to call a professional football game on Fox, smiling because the Pats lost in his minority ownership of the Raiders beat the Patriots and looked like the better team nonetheless. You know, I guess that was the play the whole time, the Pats being a 3-point home favorite, which is chalk. But, you know, think about all these things. Pete Carroll, he wants to establish a new culture at age 74 with his boundless human Celsius can energy. Ashton Jeanty, new guy. Geno Smith always plays well against the Patriots as well. Big revenge game because the Raiders hate Josh McDaniels, just like we all hate spending 3 hours watching, but then 8 months getting ready for a game like that. Pats had 4.5 months. 4.5 months to game plan, and that's what they pulled together. But yeah, but like the punting late by Vrabel, you know, it was not a very aggressive game plan, not a very aggressive approach, and it allowed the Raiders, whose defense and just roster at large does not look as talented as the Patriots, even though the Pats have major depth concerns. They were far more aggressive. They had momentum on their side in the second half, and they basically kind of dominated the game going away. And I think it just left a lot of people wondering what in the holy hell was going on. All right, so we get some comments here. Let's jump in with some of your thoughts as well as I just ramble on and create a free space of Foxborough thoughts and frustrations. Here we go. Jeremy Cormier watching live on Facebook on a little post-game show here. Remember when we could have gotten Jaden Daniels? No, we couldn't. He went before, guys. Come on. He went one pick before Drake May. There is a lot of doubt sinking in amongst Pats fans, though, about Drake May. Like, I got a lot of text messages from friends, lifelong Pats fans, saying, are we sure Drake May is it? Are we sure Drake May is the one? Look, disappointment crapped the bed in the opener Sunday leads right into overreaction Monday, which then hopefully leads into course correct and get your shit together Tuesday. They're not as bad as they looked at times today. They're not as good as everyone who told you they were going to be a playoff team all offseason long. They're somewhere in the middle. That's kind of like where the truth lies. This is a classic case of two things can be true at once. The Pats definitely are better than this, but you're going to see some frustrating efforts because they're disjointed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think there's also way too much. This was a good point I heard brought up earlier today as well. I think they have too much on Drake May's plate right now. I think he's having a hard time getting together. I think he's having a hard time kind of pulling all of these elements of the Josh McDaniels offense together. I agree with this guy right here, by the way. Good comment from Daniel Cardwell watching live on Facebook. Not having Gonzo today really hurt the secondary. It did to a degree. Look at, you had that big, giant, tall, super fast human rookie, Dante Thornton. A Thornton, a wide receiver, can make a clutch catch in Foxborough. No S, Fitzy. Gonzo could have been on him. Carlton Davis got cooked by him on that. I think that was a third and 15 play that was really kind of the backbreaker and sealed the deal with 3 minutes left. Guys were open kind of all day today. Like Geno Smith had one of his best days as a pro. Another great one in Foxborough against the Pats. I don't understand how those keep happening. There was no one certain something today that you can just point to and be like, well, this is awesome. Or they did this so much better. Or, oh my God, when they get all this going, it's going to watch out. Yes, exactly. It's good to see you too, my man. Thanks for tuning in. Yes, and I agree with you, Nick Flagg. We never should have let Kobe walk. They looked flat today. They didn't look ready. I'm stunned that the Patriots had all this time to get you. Like, we watched, this is what you forged in Foxborough after all this time? This pedestrian effort today? Bah. Yes, I know. It's just one game. Relax, everybody. Part of me kind of wishes that today's game was a freaking Patriots scout and Belichick banned from possibly being in attendance. Blech.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I gave up way too many big plays. You're right, Josh Turner. John Turner probably feels the same way, whoever he is. Here's one. El Gronk watching live on YouTube. I have confidence in Vrabel. He'll get it all together. I do too. I think he's going to be a great coach. It's just disappointing. Like, this makes you feel like, oh, over the last couple of weeks when you're telling me Jabril Peppers couldn't have helped out there today? Of course he could have. He definitely was one of the best 53. I don't even think he signed with another team. I don't know any of the weird stuff that went on the last couple of weeks leading into kickoff today. But it all felt disjointed. This roster, they look unfamiliar with each other. There was no chemistry. Nah, there was some energy at first, but like no real momentum altogether. It didn't look like there was like a team vibe. There was no dynamic. I think they're really, really, really just still trying to get to know each other. Nick Cowan, thanks for watching live on Facebook. We don't suck again. Relax. Brock Bowers was really good today. That guy didn't help your fantasy team. Well, so sorry about that. The secondary was not like, what's up, Gene Johnson? Thanks for watching live. The secondary was atrocious today. No, it wasn't great, though. Again, like, that's why I said, like, you're telling me Jabril Peppers couldn't have helped out? I don't know. It just... I think you guys can all agree at no point when you were watching the game today, did it feel like anything clicked, even with a bunch of sacks, even with a pick, even with a couple of key stops made to get the ball back to the offense. Like, the offense was just clunky. Ramondre, not great, not remarkable by any stretch. RHA, remarkable. Travion Henderson, you're going to be great. But boy, oh boy, did the Raiders have it figured out that when Drake didn't know what to do. I know, I'll just try to swing it out there to Travion. And oh my God, I think he just got killed. Like, he got smoked a couple times out there in the flat today because the Raiders were expecting it. And yes, I know, Josh McDaniels, reviled, hated, disgusted, just public enemy number one forever of Raider Nation. And everyone was crying all over the socials like, I'm sick and tired already. It's only one game in and I can't stand the third and draw or first and screen and everything else, McD. It's going to be fun. Chip Kelly beat him today. What are you going to say? Chip Kelly, national champion with Ohio, the Ohio State. OH, go F yourself. Back in January, called a great game today. And Geno Smith executed it to a T. Drake looked tentative. Geno looked confident. There's a big difference. Geno gets this offense. He was obviously hive mind with Grandpa Pete and Cousin Chip. Okay. And that's why I made this point on the radio. Maybe I've made it here on the pod and on the socials too. You can't really levy a judgment. You can't come in on how Drake is really looking and what kind of progress he's making in year two. He's not even started a full friggin' season of NFL games. This was his 12th start. Still only has one win. 12 starts, 17 turnovers. Not saying, just saying. The O-line today, funny thing is, Will Campbell was okay. Jared Wilson, not so great. Garrett Bradbury had pretty solid game there as well, but they couldn't open up any holes. And like I said, Travion almost got myrtleized on his home field in his first game. The Raiders just looked like they had been playing together for years. The Patriots look like they just got together a couple weeks ago. And that's strange considering how much long they've had. Yeah, six rings. Yeah, more like you'd be lucky if it's six wins in football things this year. All right, this is a fair point. High Life X watching live on YouTube late on a Sunday night here as Sunday Night Football is just kicking off. Overreaction, it's been 5 years of this. See, here we go. Drake looks pretty shaky. Thanks, appreciate the comment. Edward Patriots Riot watching live on YouTube. We looked great for a quarter. Awesome. 5 months of game prep, 8 months of bringing a new team together, $200 million in free agency, a draft that got an A-plus from everybody. Also, the Patriots could play one good quarter of football. I'm with you, Damian. Good comment. Got to be patient. Need to let the offense settle in. Yes, that's the whole thing. Don't judge Drake until mid to late October. He needs 6 to 8 games to fully incorporate and digest the Josh offense and figure out exactly what's going on. Josh will go back to the tape. He'll realize what he did and didn't do well. Spoiler alert, there's much more didn't do well than there was did well. Vrabel, we trust him as well. He's not happy about this. Wasn't happy about the Rats comment. Hated the way they played against the Giants in the final pretend season game. Hasn't liked the way things have gone the last couple of weeks. You can tell by the tone in his voice. It'll change. It'll change for the better. Give him time. Give him time. Yep, see, there you go. Here they come. Let's not forget this is their first game of the year with Mike at the helm. We have not forgotten. We've made that point very much. 20 points is a good defensive effort. Yeah. But they needed to make a few more key stops because obviously the offense had no rhythm, no gear, no hustle, no nothing today. Forged in Misery. That'll be the name of the documentary they make about game one of the 2025 season. There's a long way to go. There's definitely a long way to go. Yeah, some of the guys did look a little lost today. Hawkins definitely didn't have the best game as well. But we'll see, you guys. Here we go. Jeff Stenberg, always with some of my favorite comments. The Pats were the worst team in football last year and would have had the first pick if it weren't for an idiot backup quarterback who won a meaningless game. Where did all these high expectations come from? See, that's a very fair point. You put in, like, just because you spend a lot of money in free agency, just because you gut the roster and you're living in a gut football rental, just because you have a big draft, doesn't mean everything's going to be magic and Brady-esque or, dynastic right out of the gate. Like, it's going to take time. So everyone that told you, hey, they can make it back to the playoffs, it's also week one. A lot of teams look like crap. The Bengals did their Bengals thing. The Broncos barely beat the Titans. Like, nothing was it was a remarkably unremarkable week one in the NFL overall. Hopefully we'll sit down and enjoy a good Sunday night football game to cap it off. But I just want to say, I'm going to preach patience overall, especially with Josh and Drake. You're right. If you went out there today, God bless you. Sorry to miss you. You're also right to say, I expected more and thought they would be better because they should have been. And they'll probably tell you, just like we opened with that clip from Mike Vrabel, they have to be, they need to be, they expected better. They'll all try to work together. I know we all heard that, you know, kind of, that's what we heard from Belichick and Mayo. We've got to coach better, got to do better. We get beaten all three phases. We're so sick and tired of hearing that all the time. Less with the excuses, more with the execution. I think, yeah, great question. Also, yeah, Raiders fan checking in on YouTube. Why'd you guys punt at the end? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, Vrabel said something like, oh, I was expecting a good punt. Cool. But also, go for it. That's why I said it was a very passive approach today. They weren't aggressive. They were not the aggressor. They were not the one seeking the victory. They were trying to stay in the game. Anytime you play not to lose, you know what you do? Lose! Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff Silva. Loving the vitamin C jacket as well. Now that I'm about done with the pod, gonna go jump in and grab a cold one and enjoy a little football. Anyway, so look, here's the deal. Monday, WEEI, 2 to 6 p.m. Tune in. We'll have Drake May. I'm sure that's going to be a dynamic interview. I'm sure he'll...
Yeah. Huh?
We'll have Marcus Jones. See what he has to say about the defensive effort and why there were some breakdowns that allowed the Raiders to grab control when the Patriots were futzing around in the backfield. We'll do everything we can to try to get you guys all the news, information, analysis, and everything else to probably not make you feel much better about the fact that the Pats got beat and kind of sucked today in the home opener. All right, there we go. Oh, come on, Matthew Wilson. Fitzy, if this is the kind of junk we're in for all over again, I'm not going to watch. Come on. Don't you dare. The weather was lousy, but don't you fair weather. I'll end on this point. You know what? I was disappointed to see the inactives too, Josh Luckett, watching live on Facebook. Efton Chisholm would have won the game for us. And we'll end on that. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning. Happy to give you guys a little Sunday night forum. Hope this gave you a little something to tune into on the commute. Monday morning on the way in, tune into WEEI on Monday. You know I'll be jamming out the pods and the socials, trying to bring you guys the best information, analysis, finalysis, nonsense, hot takes, cool cakes, and everything else all season long. Love you much. Thanks so much. Tune in and also subscribe to Six Rings and Football Things on Spotify, the Odyssey app, iHeart app, Apple Pods, and wherever awesome football talk can be found. There weren't any last comment. There weren't any Patriots ejected for spitting on anyone. So that's a win, right? Good call, Jeff. Good call. Love you all. Thanks so much. Tune in. Take care. Next Pats game next Sunday against the Dolphins. Back on the radio tomorrow. Good day. God bless. Go Pats.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.